Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
How do you give fresh life to a biography that has been told millions of times before? If you are Amanda Butmer, Kerry Hiles, and Luke Holder, and the biography in question is that of the great Judy Garland, you immerse yourself into the very fabric of that life and open your talents to not only the narrow popular vision, but also the broader context of music and songwriting that life spawned. So begins art critic Robin Sasson's review of the show A Star Is Born, The Rise and Fall of Judy Garland, now showing at the Sandton Theatre on the Square. Robin continues her review to say that combining the singular range of Hiles's vocal skills with strong threads of a tale told with clear language, humor and candor, the work is impeccable. I'm delighted to have Kerry Hiles as my guest now to tell me more. Kerry, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very, very much. It's my absolute honor and pleasure.
It is a very beautiful review by Robin, and I was at the same show she was, and the energy and the electricity in the audience and the interaction between the audience and the stage was phenomenal.
Thank you. How
was it for you?
I've really been enjoying Joburg audiences. I don't know why it is, but every audience in the country has an identity. And I've never done the show in Joburg. And in fact, the last time I was in Joburg to perform was many, 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 many moons ago. And I've never done this kind of performance, this sort of platform in Joburg. So to receive the wonderful, warm welcome and the incredible response and the interaction from the audience was just magical last night, absolutely magical.
Telling the story of Judy Garland, who is such a character, was it intimidating? How did you come to that telling of the story?
I saw an interview in 2018, just after Elizabeth Taylor had passed away, and it was chronicling her life. But what struck me was that she was in the same class as Shirley Temple and Judy Garland. They grew up, they were schoolmates, and they all went on to be child stars. And Shirley Temple at that stage was still, I don't know, she was in the Antarctic with penguins or something, I don't know, at the age of 80 something, which was very inspiring. And Elizabeth Taylor just passed away. And I was like, well, what happened to Judy Garland? And then discovered that this incredible child star that went on to be a cabaret star had actually passed away at 47. But her legacy was lingering just as long, if not longer, than the other two. And then Amanda Botma from Weller Capella Productions started researching her life, reading books, watching documentaries. I was watching documentaries and performances, going through the prodigious song list. I mean, it's huge. She had so many recordings. It's incredible. And then we'd married the script to the songs and helped and chose songs that would drive the story along or underline aspects of the story. I must say, she's such an iconic artist, and people have such impressions of her. So how do you portray that? How do you not step on toes? How do you give honor enough? But I think the script and I think the song choices have done that. What I'm hoping is that I bring Judy Garland to a brand new audience. That there's younger and younger people that tap into that incredible icon.
So the music is timeless. And I'm going to just read three or four of the songs that you sing. That's Entertainment, Zing Went the Strings of My Heart, You Made Me Love You, The Trolley Song, A Couple of Swells. I mean, this is such incredibly beautiful music, and it's timeless.
It is timeless. And I love the words. I love the text. I love trying to make that come to life and sizzle and land on fresh ears, hopefully, or otherwise make ears that haven't listened to that music for a long time reminisce and go back to a different time, a time when they were younger and stronger, or whatever the case may be.
what is also so striking about your show is you are not Judy Garland. You are telling Judy Garland's story, and you're doing it with simplicity. This isn't one of those shows that are going to have, artificial intelligence and
yes.
perhaps because of that simplicity, or perhaps just because of the sheer talent and the script and the rapport between you and Luke, you are carried through that show. I can't tell you how long it was, but it was absolutely perfect. No one fidgeted, no one coughed. You had us enthralled.
Thank you. Thank you. It's such a special show. It's such a beautiful show. And her storyline is just breathtaking.
Let's
deal with so much.
Yeah. What struck me, and I was there with my daughter, and I said to her halfway through, gosh, we think women actresses and the women in the industry have come so far when we think back on what it was like for them. And it's just kind of so sad to think what she had to go through.
I don't know that that's ancient history. I think there's a lot of that stuff that might still be going on, but now it's much easier to expose it, whereas then it wasn't. And Judy's mother was frighteningly ambitious and would have placed her child in front of any kind of cannons and bullets to achieve the fame, which was not, it's terrible.
Sorry, we digress a little bit here, but it's still going on, but I think people know it's wrong.
Yes.
Whereas that time, I think people thought it was acceptable.
And was necessary. One had to do that to get that kind of thing. And now I think there's a bit of an understanding that it doesn't need to be that way, and people higher above you are taking advantage of the situation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. She had a very tragic life. Was she a sad person?
All the stories would say that she was sad and bitter and difficult. I think that the circumstances brought out the worst in her. I think if she'd had different circumstances, she might not have come across that way. All the readings and the stories and the things that I've seen, I think she was quite a, I don't want to say a narcissist because that's not the word I'm thinking of, she was a difficult woman, man. She was difficult, but I think her circumstances made her like that. More than that, that was her personality.
Coming home from the show, I Googled Judy Garland. She wasn't my
excellent,
era.
Excellent. My work here is done.
And I did her kind of, there was a lot. There's a lot in Judy Garland, but I found something that went through her 10 most kind of iconic songs and started with number 10 to number 1. And in a way, your last song and their number 1 song was Somewhere Over the Rainbow, which was used in The Wizard of Oz, and apparently was potentially going to be left out of that movie because they thought it was perhaps too slow for a younger audience. And yet that has, out of all the songs, become the one that you end with and the one that they chose as her number 1 song. What do you think it is about that song that has that resonance to people today still?
I think that song speaks of hope. It just speaks of hope. And we all over in our lives, and especially now, need hope. And it just promises that there is something better. And I think that is timeless.
And that song kind of within the Jewish community also has perhaps a lot of resonance. People have spoken about it. It's composed, I'm just kind of looking for the details, composed and written by Jewish people, 1939, when things were just about to get really, really tough, and those who came out of pogroms. And they speak about a potential future better life that's just somewhere over that rainbow. So I thought it's fitting in a way to that the show ends with that, but also that we end our interview with that, knowing that things are very tough at the moment, but there is that hope.
Yeah, there is that hope. There's always that hope.
So, Kelly, the show continues until the 28th of September.
September.
Are you doing, I know there are public holidays and Sundays as well. Are you doing matinees?
Yes, yeah, so we've got a matinee this coming Sunday, which is the 20th, I think. I need to look at my calendar to work out what day I'm on. 22nd. So we have a 3 p.m. matinee on Sunday, the 22nd. We have a double show on Saturday, the 21st, and Saturday, the 28th, which will allow people to attend a 5 p.m. show. And then we have an 8 p.m. as well. On Tuesday, we've just got normal 7:30 performance. There's no public holiday matinee.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. And I really urge everybody who wants a bit of magic and information and entertainment to go and see the show. It is A Star is Born, The Rise and Fall of Judy Garland, and it is on at the Sandton Theatre of the Square. And Kerry Howells, thank you so much for joining me.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much. And thank you to the listeners.